I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Her husband's always wanting some nestling, and we all almost died when we saw him and Archie wrestling. It's Watch What Happens Live with Melissa Gorga and Mark Consuelos now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on National Handcuff Day with two people who I find very arresting. On tonight's Jersey reunion, my first guest left no doubt as to why her tagline is, "Don't try to bully me because I'm a boss." Say hi to Real Housewife of New Jersey, Melissa Gorga. Next guest coincidentally plays a boss who is also a bit of a bully. Welcome back, my buddy, Mark Consuelos. Hey, great to see you.
Thank you.
Have the two of you ever met?
Yes.
Yeah,
we met. We had a show together.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Were we?
Yeah, like season three, like when I first came on.
That's right.
And you agreed with me in a lot of situations.
I did.
Oh, really? Oh,
I did.
Well, see, unfortunately, that won't happen today. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I'm just saying, it was a struggling season.
Yes. Great to see you, Mark.
Thank you. Good to see you.
My small bar tonight is a medium who's ensuring our hangovers tomorrow are extra large. From Hollywood Medium on E, it is Tyler Henry. Great to see you, Tyler. Tyler, you've had a lot of Bravo celebrities on the show. You have a bunch coming up this season. You've got Kenya, Tamra, Jill Zarin, Sheena, Lala. Was there a favorite of that bunch?
Oh my gosh, like picking a favorite child. But
yeah,
I would
say probably,
oof. You know, Luann from last season, definitely.
Oh, really?
That was a big one.
Ooh.
And then Tamra this season.
Okay, all right. I want to get started. Melissa, Teresa has been photographed with this hot young guy, and rumors are swirling. Is there anything you can tell us about this?
I mean, really?
Like, yeah, because by the way, I hope it's true.
I am sure you do.
I really do. I want her to be getting it from this guy.
To get like, some.
I do.
No, listen, I know nothing about it. And I feel like if it were true, I would know something. So
okay,
I'm
you would
say,
know. You totally know.
I would know. Come on.
She would know, Andy.
Okay. How would she be able? She'd be maybe beaming. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, you don't seem like her favorite person right now.
I'm obviously not.
Okay, we'll get into that in a second. Jennifer and Margaret didn't always see eye to eye this season, and tonight's Jersey reunion was no exception. Check it out.
You know someone for 2 weeks, they're coming in from overseas, mail order bride. It was an easy joke to make.
That is an insult.
If somebody was talking about my brother, I would be mad too.
Your brother wouldn't marry someone after 2 weeks.
Were you trying to get back at Margaret for the mail order bride comment by insinuating that Marge Sr. is an adult?
Absolutely.
You can say the shit about me. Marge Sr. is a doll.
All I kept thinking about was the wife that he cheated on. Nobody cares.
I was thinking.
Shameless, taboo. I'm not going to feel pity for a woman who was a home wrecker. I'm not.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV for our first poll because we want to know whose side are you on, Jennifer or Margaret? I was tickled that Teresa had never heard of a mail order bride tonight.
I never heard of one either.
You hadn't heard of one either?
I need to be honest. I never heard of it.
Wow. Looks like you guys are on Margaret's side. That is what we call a landslide.
Yes,
your questions for Melissa and Mark are coming in. But before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, we may be well into 2019, but on tonight's Jersey reunion, Jackie found herself facing off against the hot-headed 2009 Teresa Giudice. I am just thankful that there wasn't a table within flipping range. Watch this.
You want to be me. Thank you very much.
I want to be you. Yeah. You have zero that I aspire to be, Teresa.
That's why you've been following me for 10 years. She used to stand on my book signing.
So what's the problem with this?
She's a stalker.
She's a stalker.
Define a stalker for me.
You had an agenda.
I had an agenda.
Yes. Can you shut your pie hole for a second, dear?
Okay. Yes, honey, boo-boo.
She has no compassion. Like someone that's going through it. You didn't even write your book.
I was in jail.
I met
jail.
The ghostwriter.
You f***ing cold-hearted bitch.
Teresa.
Oh. Okay, wow. Here's what. Go to WWHL.TV. Tell us whose side are you on there, Jackie or Teresa? Any observations about that one?
She's taken on Teresa?
Yes.
The show has changed very much.
Yes, yes.
She really doesn't care.
Yes.
Ballsy.
She didn't seem to care.
No.
Wow, this one is another landslide in the other direction. This one's going to Jackie. All right.
Okay.
Surprised by that?
No, I mean, I don't know.
Okay. I think you do. Second, as if the old Teresa showing up to fight Jackie wasn't enough, the reopening of her age-old feud with Melissa is making me seriously wonder if Tree has access to a time machine. Watch this.
How can I have someone's back who is trying to prove a point about me?
I wasn't saying anything bad.
Yeah, you were. You were saying that I was getting the blame for the relationship between your brother and your father.
The bottom line, I think it's the problem that Jackie and I have.
You knew exactly what I was trying
people
to say.
People get very threatened by people who can think and reason rationally.
Oh, and I can't think rationally. No, you can't, because this isn't rational. I'm not even going to talk to her anymore.
Don't even talk to me.
Don't talk to me.
Beautiful.
Don't talk to me.
You're losing your mind. She's the one who claims you should have family, and then she goes boom as soon as you sit next to her. Bullshit.
Whoa. Wait, were you guys good at some point?
Yeah, I ate pasta at her house 2 days before that.
Oh, okay.
And she didn't smother you. Yeah, I was before that, not after. But before, right. Yeah, I was confused. I was a little confused.
I was surprised. No shortage of glitter and spray tan that day.
Right? Yeah, dramatic.
By the way, I should point out Joe Gorga is here. Great to see you, Joe Gorga. Surprised the women were getting into it so hardcore? Oh,
come on, I can't deal with it anymore.
Yes.
I just can't.
Well, here's what, Teresa and Melissa may not be sisters by blood, but on next week's part two, they are sisters in a bloodbath. It doesn't get better. Here's a sneak peek.
I can't control Joey.
Please, if you want something from my brother, you know how to get it, right, honey?
I don't like your tone with me right now.
Jackie, do you think Melissa can control Joe?
No, I think he's like Evan. They're strong-willed and they do what they want to do.
That's your opinion, because she's your best friend.
This is what I feel. You don't like her because she likes me. Like,
she came between like us.
You suck. This is the thing.
Wait a minute.
You're saying nothing but bull. You're like a mega bull. You're embarrassed for you right now. You're embarrassing today.
Really?
All right, go to WWHL.TV. Tell us, who would you rather have as a sister-in-law, Melissa or Teresa?
You are
I know,
so
we're just,
shady.
You know what? It's reunion night. We got to go. Ooh, this is going all over the place. Oh, wow. All right. That's all right. That's enough. Three landslides in a row. Finally, as Veronica's dad, Mark, Mark's Riverdale character can be so sinister that as a new dad myself, I have been taking notes so that I can do the exact opposite. But I wonder if any of those bad parenting skills bleed into Mark's real life. We're going to find out with, are you a bad dad? Okay, Mark, have you ever spied on your kids using their social media?
Yes.
Have you ever stolen your kids' Halloween candy?
Yes.
When they were babies, did you ever pretend not to know your kids needed a diaper change so Kelly would have to do it?
Probably.
Kelly told me you were the greatest swaddler, though.
I'm a good swaddler, yes. Yeah.
Have you ever tried to intimidate a boy who was interested in Lola?
No, you know what? Lola can handle herself.
Yes. Have you ever completely forgotten to pick up one of your kids from school?
No, but I did leave one of them in the car when we pulled back in from the Hamptons.
I love that. Since your kids hate when you and Kelly engage in PDA, do you ever kiss her just to bug them?
All the time.
You do?
And we make noise.
I love it. Okay, have you ever broken something or made a mess at home and then blamed the kids?
I don't think I've done that.
Yeah, you're no. Not messy. Yeah. All right, thank you very much. I don't think you're a bad dad at all. Here's what. By the way, I should point out, is Hiram a bad dad?
He just misunderstood. He's passionate.
Yes. Melissa, Miss Jen Ortiz wants to know why you are so quick to defend Jackie, but stay quiet when insults are being said to Teresa.
Jackie was defending me, so how can I not defend Jackie, who's defending me?
Okay. Mark, Jenna H. wants to know, who works out more when you're filming Riverdale, you or KJ? And are you guys competitive at all?
Yes, we're competitive, but I'd say it's he works out more. He definitely works out. He's shirtless in every other scene.
Yes.
I'm never shirtless, so.
We need to change
that. We may change that.
Right. We did all enjoy those wrestling scenes. I just want to.
Did you?
Yeah. Mark was texting me like stills from the set. Yeah. He goes, you should be here today. Everyone
well,
is
they're
in
wearing,
singlets.
They're wearing the singlets.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is gay porn you're shooting.
Yeah.
Let's go to Charles from New Jersey for Melissa Gorga. What's your question, Charles?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Melissa. I love you. My question's for you.
Hi.
I was wondering if you think Teresa would be better with or without Joe once he's released from prison.
I definitely think she'd be better with him because the kids are hurting and they need their family back together.
Elizabeth from Florida with a question for Mark Consuelos. Elizabeth, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
My question for Mark is, when did he realize that Kelly was the one?
Pretty early on. We would go out with groups of people from work, and slowly each date we'd go, the group started getting smaller and smaller until it was just us two.
That's...
So I was shy. I wasn't very aggressive that way.
Were you two together on the show before you started dating?
We started dating way before we were together on the show.
You did?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Jennifer Cellini wants to know, Melissa, what's up with the hesitation from Dolores? What happened between her and Melissa?
I don't know. You know, when I watched it back even today, I was like, damn, she was like feisty with me a little bit. Right?
Yeah, no, yeah, you all were turnt. I mean, I was very surprised. Mark, Rachel P., this is interesting. She texted and said, I've never heard this. I heard you and Kelly broke up a week before you eloped. Is that true?
I mean, yeah, we, you know. And then she came back home, and she was visiting her family in South Jersey, and then we both had to meet and do an appearance on
at like
live,
Super Stoke
no,
weekend?
Live
with Regis and Kathy?
Kathy Lee.
Wow.
We were pushing like furniture on for a queen for the day, for the Mother's Day special.
I
seriously.
Need to see that clip.
And we were together. She wouldn't talk to me.
Oh, I love
and that made me go crazy. So yes. I followed her. I followed her into Central Park. I stalked her. And then we went back to my place, and then we got married the next day.
Yeah.
It wasn't a big breakup.
Between you going to your place and you getting married, I think we know. oh, my God. Okay, Christina from New Jersey with a quick question.
Hey there. I just want to know from Melissa, who her relationship is better at with the moment, Teresa or Jacqueline. I do want to point out that Teresa is friends with Dina Manzo, who's not friends with her own sister, so her comment to Jacqueline is kind of BS.
Is she calling us from space?
Who's your better relationship with, Teresa or Jackie?
I mean, it's two totally different relationships. Okay. Teresa's my sister-in-law.
Guess like, what? It's game time, you guys. My two guests named Rock Solid Marriages. Tonight, that would not stop me from getting them some spousal support anyway. Melissa and Mark, I asked your life partners some relationship questions. You have to guess how they answered, followed by a live reveal from Joe and a taped reveal from Kelly. Let's go. I'm excited about this game.
Uh-oh.
Melissa, if it weren't already called Tarzan, what nickname did Joe say you would give his member? Need an answer quickly.
I don't know.
What?
Okay. Joe, what would it be?
I got two names.
Okay.
Anaconda and Bone Crusher.
Anaconda and Bone Crusher. Okay.
Mark, what do you think, Mark?
Mark, what did Kelly say is her favorite physical attribute of yours?
She likes my hands.
She likes your hands. Yeah. Okay, Kelly, let's hear it.
To make it television friendly, I'm going to say his beautiful, gorgeous hands. But I also love his penis.
Joe thinks this is so fun.
Are we still on the air?
Yes!
Okay. Out.
Okay, who did Joe say is your celebrity hall pass? Melissa.
Grey's Anatomy. What's his name?
Dr. Madrid.
Yes.
Yes, there you go. That is what he said. Mark, if you and Kelly were to role play in the bedroom, what character did Kelly say she would be?
Oh, gosh. We don't do that. But I'd like for her to play like an immigration officer or like, like an ICE agent.
Okay.
Do you have your papers?
Okay.
She wants to see my papers. She pulls me over. Okay. She's trying to have me deported.
Oh, my God.
It's very current.
Yes, it is current.
Sexy.
Okay, Kelly, what do you say?
We're not big role players, but I would say I would have to be some sort of wounded animal.
Oh, I like
that. Wounded.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, Melissa, what did Joe say has been the cause of the most fights in your and his relationship?
Like pet peeves would be I run the water. I run the water too much.
What did you say?
Teresa.
Yes. Okay. Mark.
Very close. That's very close.
What scent did Kelly say is her biggest turnoff?
She doesn't like when I eat garlic or has something like garlic.
Okay, Kelly Ripa, what did you say?
I don't even know if I can say this. Bull is my biggest turnoff. Because you can smell it a mile away.
She's right.
Wow.
Yes, she is.
Thanks for
playing, guys. Mark, Dylan C. wants to know if you know who the Gargoyle King is on Riverdale.
I really don't.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Melissa JW wants to know your reaction to seeing Margaret and Joe throwing Marty in the pool. Did they overreact?
I loved her reaction after when she was like, your husband's in the pool.
Jen C. wants to know, Mark, I adore you and Kelly so much. Your secret to a long, sexy marriage?
Sense of humor. And I have a crush on my wife. I like her. Yeah.
You know what I like about the two of you? Oh, I can't say it.
Why?
Because I just, Kelly texted and said, your daughter is watching the show. And so I was going to be something sexy. It's time for my boss of the day. And it goes to the news that Meghan Markle's New York baby shower was held today in the penthouse of the Mark Hotel.
I walked by it.
You did?
Yes.
Co-hosted by Amal Clooney and Serena Williams. I can't help but wonder what it would be like if Harry's grandma, the queen, had been invited. Okay. Today's jackhole goes to the man who went to a Dallas dog park wearing nothing but a gold Speedo while covered from head to toe in peanut butter after coming in dead last in his fantasy football league. I mean, is he seeing anybody? I get the peanut butter because dogs love that stuff, but the gold Speedo, you know, one can only assume he was headed straight to the roundup afterwards, right? That's what I think. I want to thank Melissa, Mark, and Tyler for being here. Kelly texted and said, Lola said we're all disgusting, and she went to bed. She's right. I said, she is right. We're here with Melissa Gorga and Mark Consuelos from Riverdale. By the bar, it's Tyler Henry. The show premieres tomorrow night on E! Again, email from you for you saying, I remember during your joint session between Chloe and Kylie in 2017, you told them there was going to be a situation where someone tries to get with one sister and then tries to get with another. Do you think that was about what's happening now with Tristan, Jordan, and Kylie?
You know, I have my doubts because I felt like it was more of a sisterly thing, so not so much. But I definitely, in the reading, saw the direction of the relationship, and it didn't look good, but I wish her the best.
All right, let's go to Annie from New Jersey. Hey, Annie, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Mazel tov on your baby. He's so cute. And my question is for Melissa. Has Joe changed his mind about your career at Envy?
He's gotten better. I think I cracked into him a little bit. Yeah, he's definitely better with it.
Okay, let's go to Jasmine from Tennessee. Hey, Jasmine, what's your question? Whoops, Krista from Oklahoma. Krista, you must be offended tonight if you watched the reunion.
Listen, I certainly was. But I want to extend a hearty, wonderful, hospitable, and beautiful welcome from my beautiful state.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Melissa, did you enjoy Oklahoma?
Loved it.
Yes.
Loved it.
Very good.
Like, I brought my boots.
Yeah.
I love it.
Did you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question.
Okay.
For Melissa, who do you think brought up the most unnecessary drama this season?
Unnecessary drama? I'm going to have to go with Jennifer.
Okay, let's go to Jasmine from Tennessee. Hey, Jasmine, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question is for Mark.
Okay.
I want to know what his Real Housewives tagline will be.
Oh, that's a good question. We have to have asked you that before.
Yeah. When you're brown, you don't frown. I don't know.
Jenny from Pennsylvania. Hey, Jenny, what's your question?
Hi, Jenny from Quakertown. Mazel tov, Andy. I'm being a father.
Thank you.
Melissa, I'd be honored to be your sister-in-law. I have a quick question. Jackie wrote something about some cast members or one in particular. Why is it okay for her to be ridiculed yet Teresa wrote about Caroline and her son's business negatively in a book?
Oh my gosh, I wish I had had that question at the reunion.
Right.
It's a really good
question.
I mean,
there's a lot of double standards. I feel like I'm trying to stand up against all the double standards that go on nowadays. So that's just a big double standard, I guess.
There you go. Can I ask you a personal question?
Uh-oh, you're scaring me.
Are those your original boobs?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's go
to... Why are you looking at my boobs?
Why am I... How could I not? Let's go to Patricia from Nebraska. Is that okay, Joe Gorga?
Yeah, you're gay.
Right, okay. Patricia from Nebraska. I appreciate it. Beautiful women and beautiful boobs. Hey, Patricia.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi. Congratulations on the baby.
Thank you so much.
So happy for you.
Thank you. What's your question?
My question's for Mark.
Okay.
So with all the heat that Melissa took from Teresa about controlling Joe, I want to know if Kelly can control Mark.
Oh, that's a really good question.
No. She's never done that.
Right.
She's always, she gives me enough rope. I usually hang myself with
her. There you go. Okay, I want to get back into this game a little bit. Melissa, what did Joe say is his favorite sex position?
Oh my God.
He likes to be on top.
Okay, Joe, what did you say?
I like it on the side, like it's kind of like doggy style, but it's on the side.
Spooning, like a spoon.
Like a spoon.
Like a side spoon.
That's what it's called?
With a little strangle.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I like
God.
To look at the side boob
action.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
with
good.
With a little strangle?
A little strangle.
A little strangle, yeah.
If you want, right?
I try, she gets mad.
A little like, you know, yeah,
I try
rear naked chokehold.
A chokehold.
Doggy style, but on the side.
I mean, you get it? It's like doggy style,
no,
but sideways.
I get it. I get it. Side
boob. You get it? You get it?
Mark, yeah. What did Kelly say is the most embarrassing thing you've ever done in front of her?
Oh, gosh. I fall asleep a lot.
Okay, let's see.
I fall asleep a lot.
Oh, he falls asleep.
You guys are good.
Every dinner guest we've ever had while at the dinner table.
Beautiful.
So does Joe.
Beautiful Thanksgiving dinner. Thanksgiving dinner at our house. And, you know, we had cocktail hour and it went on for a long time. And I woke up in the middle of dinner staring at a guest.
Oh my God.
At dinner table. It was bad.
Melissa, what did Joe say is the one thing you always spend too much money on?
Shoes.
Shoes.
Yes. Okay. Mark, what did Kelly say is her most overused phrase? Her most gosh. Overused phrase.
Oh my gosh. She's always right. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Or she's just like something like, you know what I mean?
Okay, let's see.
Am I right?
Oh, that's what it is.
Am I right or
that's
am I wrong?
That's what it is. Sort of am I right or am I wrong?
Every sentence.
Every sentence.
Okay, Melissa, what number did Joe say you would choose as your freak number from 1 to 10?
Freak?
Yeah, it's like freaking the sheets.
My freak
yours,
is?
Yeah.
You're in bed in it. What's your?
7.
Okay.
4.
Mark, which one of you did Kelly say would survive longer in a zombie apocalypse and why?
Oh, I would. She would not. Okay. She's picky with stuff that she eats. She couldn't, like, survive.
Okay, Kelly.
Mark would survive longer. In a 1,000%, he would survive longer. And why? He would either eat me or trade me off or throw me to the zombies.
Okay, Melissa, what's the one article of clothing Joe said he hates that you refuse to stop wearing?
Sweatpants.
Okay. It's like she's going skiing. She comes to bed. I go, it's hard to get to
I'm warm. Cold.
Oh, man.
Keep her warm, Joe.
I try.
Mark, what did Kelly say you would deem her most annoying habit?
It's kind of cute. I don't think she has an annoying habit, but she, when we're driving, she puts her feet on the window, like on the dashboard, and I see her feet prints on the yeah. window.
Well, that's
shield.
Cute.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what Kelly said.
I think he will say that I beat a dead horse, that I don't let things go.
Oh, yeah, she does that.
Yes. All right, I want to thank Melissa and Mark. Check out Mark on Riverdale and the CW Weekdays. Tyler Henry's show, Hollywood Medium with Tyler Henry, returns tomorrow at 8 on E! He has an unbelievable lineup of guests this season and all seasons. Thank you, Tyler. Thanks, guys. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.